this is speaking. I suppose I was talking to you earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I got Yahoo, but I had far too many choices. They were like 15,000, that sound about right. I didn't know which one to bring in.
I'm sorry, choices between what?
I had several choices to punch in order to bring it up. After I hit internet, I mean, Explorer internet. So I don't know what to do next because I had too many choices from Yahoo. I had Yahoo email. Well, I don't want Yahoo email because I think my email is not coming from Yahoo, so it's coming from Netscape.
Well, no.
No?
Okay. I'm a little confused here because when you first called in, you told me that you were having trouble accessing Yahoo with Netscape.
Right.
So what I did was I set that up so that Yahoo would automatically pull up for you.
Would. Well.
And so now that's not what you want. I'm a little confused as to what website you're wanting to come up first then.
Well, I want Yahoo to, well, I thought we were going to do in the Netscape browser, but then the Explorer takes the place of the Netscape browser, correct?
Well, they're both browsers. They'll both pull up the same thing. It's just Internet Explorer is going to be a little bit newer than your old version of Netscape is.
I see. Well, that's fine. It's just I need to get up my email, which is still sitting in there.
In where, ma'am?
Oh, I suppose it must be Yahoo, but I don't think so. I think it's, well, I don't really know now that I've wondered about that you've changed the browser.
Well, the browser's got nothing to do with it.
Well, where is my email? When I had Qualcomm, the email came, they were responsible for it. So any email I get from, say, Earthlink, when I had it on for about a week, I didn't keep it very long. Is that mail there? Or is the mail that I've had waiting for me? Because I've been in and out of hospital three times. And
well, you're no longer an Earthlink customer, right?
I'm no longer an what customer?
You're no longer a customer of Earthlink, right?
Correct.
Then you're not going to be getting any more email from them.
Right. But what about email that's already there, if there is any there?
If your account's closed, then there is no email to be had.
Okay, well, good. What about the email that was in there from Qualcomm? I've got a whole list of it. I can bring it up when I hit the Netscape communicator, but it immediately freezes the whole computer up, so I have to just switch it off of the switch.
Okay, any old emails that you've already downloaded to your computer will probably still be within the Netscape. Will still be saved in Netscape.
Right,
if Netscape's freezing on you, I don't know if those files are going to be corrupted or not.
Well, if it's freezing on me because it's no longer viable to bring up all that stuff, right? Because I've still got 4.7.
No, that doesn't have anything to do with it.
The reason
it's freezing up has nothing to do with it not being able to pull up websites. Those are two completely unrelated matters.
I see.
The fact that it's freezing up tells me that some of the system files are probably corrupted. Now, whether that's going to affect the email messages you have stored in there or not, I don't know without actually seeing the system.
Mm.
But you need to... I would need to know what email address you're wanting to check before I can send you to the proper website.
Mm-hmm. Well, that, again, I don't memorize everybody's email address. That's really impossible.
No, ma'am, your email address.
My email address, the one I was using when I was still with Qualcomm?
Well, I don't know, ma'am. I have no idea what email address you indicated you had a Yahoo email.
No, I didn't. No, I said I didn't want to have that come up because I don't want to be using that in the future. It was there for me to choose from if I wanted to, but I didn't want to use that. When I got all those choices a while ago on Internet Explorer, they brought up Yahoo, yes, but I had all these choices, about 15,000 of them, to use connected with Yahoo. I didn't know which way to go, which one to choose, and they offered
me. All right, ma'am, let me put it this way.
Yeah.
When you started up Netscape in the past, what website came up first for you?
website came up first for me, Yahoo.
Okay, what's the difference between the Yahoo you're pulling up now and the Yahoo you were pulling up then?
I never made a choice because I didn't know which one to choose. I did not make a choice for comparison with what I could remember of the old one. It's been about 3 months that I've been...
Okay, the Yahoo website is the Yahoo website. It's not going to appear any different in Internet Explorer than it would in Netscape.
Okay, then evidently the Explorer didn't bring up the website, then it brought up choices.
Choices. I don't know what you mean by choices, ma'am.
Well, when you bring up a request for something you need on and you dial your www, click it in, and you click in what you want to come up, they'll give you, for instance, if you just use the word health, they'll bring up all kinds of information about health. If you don't specify what health, say heart health or
you're talking about a search
health.
Engine.
Hmm?
You're talking about a search engine.
Isn't that what I was using on the...
That's what Yahoo is.
Okay, but why did I get all that? See, I didn't know which one of those to choose for their webpage, for the web.
Ma'am, that is their webpage.
They didn't look like a webpage to me. It just looked like a whole list of different things to choose from. And that is the webpage?
Yes.
Oh, okay, all right, so I have the webpage.
If that's not the webpage you want coming up, we can change it to something else, but I would have to know what you'd want.
I don't know what I want. I don't know what I'm doing now. Everything must have changed in the last 3 months. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what... I don't know if it's all my fault, but everything's going so terribly wrong. As I explained earlier, if he was the same person, I've been in and out of the hospital for 3 months. I thought I was on the mend. I'm back home, but I've had to change internet service. And this is where the only thing I can figure out is I have a new internet server, and that's you people, and I'm still having problems.
What problems, then?
I'm having problems because I can't get anything to work for me as it used to when I could get Netscape Communicator and Yahoo. It was perfectly simple. And
it did pull up the Yahoo website just fine.
It did. Well, it didn't look anything like it. Okay, maybe I forgot to look down at the bottom taskbar where the mail is, the mail signature, maybe. But usually that came up with Netscape, because my memory now is 3 months old, so I may be wrong. You know, things should have changed anyway, so.
I'm perfectly willing to change the website that comes up first for you.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't just pick one at random. You would have to tell me what you want it to be.
I can't tell you that because I would have to make notes, and I didn't do that.
I really don't know how I could help them at that point.
Yeah, well, I don't know what to do next. I feel like I'm just floating around in space. I feel totally out of it. I feel like I have to bring somebody in to take care of all this for me because I'm getting nowhere.
Okay, do you want me to refund the $10 you paid?
I don't know what to do. I would like to get some help in getting this up so it works for me.
Ma'am, it is up. It is working. I really don't understand why you're thinking it's not. It pulled up the Yahoo website just fine.
Good. Well, let me try it again then, although I can't do it with you on the line, can I?
No.
No. I had to get... I can get this. Your site, your service comes up, yes. Okay,
that means
I did find out that your webpage looks like an invitation to do almost anything you can possibly imagine. I got that straight. So now I need to, when I've done that, I need to go to Internet Explorer and type in the web address for Yahoo, correct?
It comes up automatically, ma'am. That's what I set it for. Yahoo will come up automatically.
Okay, and all I have to do is just click on Internet Explorer, and it will come up automatically,
yes.
Yahoo.
That's what you've indicated to me.